I stood in front of a solid mahogany door, looking at a heavy, old-fashioned brass plaque, 5 minutes early for the appointment. "Universal Exports," the plaque said in deeply engraved block letters. My brain cells twitched a bit, but couldn't find the reference. I pushed the door open. The outer office was spacious and well lighted by windows and incandescent bulbs. It was furnished with polished wood furniture that looked a bit dated. The only person in the office, a redhead sitting behind a desk behind an old-fashioned electric typewriter, stood as I entered.
"You must be Mr. Swift," she said.
Her voice, in person, was more of a Lauren Bacall sound. Yes, I'm that old. It was husky, sexy. "Yes, I'm Swift, and you're Lois," I said. She chuckled. Nice. She looked familiar, quietly sensuous in a tight sweater and skirt. Auburn hair, green eyes, minimal makeup. I had the same tingle I'd had about the company's name.
"My voice gives me away every time. Mr. Lee is expecting you. Come this way, please."
She looked great from behind as she led me to the inner office. She partially opened it and leaned in.
"Mr. Swift is here."
I heard a voice, couldn't understand the words, but she opened the door and waved me in. The office was spacious and well lighted. There was an immense rosewood desk. Two wingback easy chairs faced the desk. One was occupied, but the chair's wings blocked his face. The man behind the desk, I recognized. He was the man who played the part of M in the early James Bond movies. He stood and held out a hand.
"I'm Bernard Lee," he said.
I stepped forward to take his hand, forgetting Lee had been dead for years. As I moved toward the desk, the man in the wingback chair stood and faced me. He nodded.
"Bond. James Bond," he said.
I nearly choked. He was a duplicate of the young Sean Connery. He wore a navy blue three-piece suit, red tie, and white shirt. When he stood, I was surprised at how tall he was. I'm 6'1". He was a shade taller.
"Mr. Swift, please make yourself comfortable. I know that our appearance is a bit disquieting, but there's a good reason for our masks," the man who looked like Lee said.
I sat in the chair next to Bond slash Connery. He gave me his ironic half-smile.
"Miss Moneypenny, would you please bring coffee and tea?" Lee said.
Damn. Lois Maxwell, Moneypenny. I decided to play along with the charade. Didn't seem threatening, and my curiosity buzzed like a cell phone locked in silent vibrate mode. "May I refer to you as M?" I said.
"Of course, of course. Our masks are for your convenience. Someday we may show you our true physical forms. Just not now," M said.
True physical forms? Since we're working through James Bond symbols, I'd like to meet Ursula Andress or Honey Rider, whatever you're calling her," I said. M didn't blink. Bond smirked. Our silent male bonding over the sensuous actress was broken when the Moneypenny clone showed up. She was carrying a silver tray with two pots and four cups. She set it down on the table between the chairs. She gave the Bond clone a special smile and swayed sweetly out the door. The coffee smelled wonderful and proved as good as the scent.
"Mr. Swift, may I call you Thomas?" M said.
"Sure, but you haven't told me about Ursula," I said. These two characters looked so real that I figured the Andress clone would be astounding up close.
"Miss Ryder may join us after we make a few arrangements. Now, I'm sure you have a number of questions. I think that we can answer them best by showing you what we are going to ask you to do," M said.